I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. We are learning more about a man suspected in four murders. WHYY's Chris Barish explains three of the killings happened after a Delaware judge set Keith Gibson free, even though he was in violation of his terms of probation.
A Delaware probation officer wanted 39-year-old Keith Gibson to spend 6.5 more years behind bars after he broke the terms of his release by traveling to Philadelphia while on probation for manslaughter and firearms convictions. Philadelphia cops had questioned Gibson in the February killing of his mother, but a Delaware Superior Court judge agreed that leaving Delaware was only a technical violation. She released him from custody in April. Philly cops now say he is a suspect in three more murders, including a Philadelphia Dunkin' Donuts worker and a T-Mobile employee in Ellesmere, Delaware. Claire DeMatteis, head of the Delaware Department of Correction, says this release needs to be seen as part of a larger pattern.
You can't look at this case in isolation. This is what our probation officers are up against judges every single time they go on for a violation of probation. Time and again, our probation officers are told, you're asking for too much time. You want to put too many people in jail. It happens time and time again, and it's what happened in this case.
Gibson has been charged with two Philadelphia killings, his mother's and the shooting of the Dunkin' worker. The Delaware cases remain unsolved. He's been in custody since June 8th, when he was caught wearing body armor and carrying weapons after an alleged armed robbery in Wilmington. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.